What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think I saw that Billy Idol and who was it? Was it Jonesette and the Blackhearts played Xfinity?
Yeah.
And I think they had about 15,000 people show up for that concert the other night.
Of course they did.
They are just crushing it all over the country right now. Billy Idol in TV commercials and just enjoying a renaissance right now. He came in and performed for us in the Mix Beach House. And, you know, we have a long history now with this beach house and artist performances. And one of the things I always like to do is kind of get the artists to give us a little context, a little color as to, you know, what it looks like to be at the beach house. Because when they normally perform, they can't see the people they're performing for.
They're in, you know, just a building.
They have, yeah.
This is very different.
Right. And so we're sitting there. We're in an attic, which has been redone almost like a music room.
It's a very lovely space.
Right. Kennedy has a gift she's going to give him at the end. She says something very funny at the end about being nervous.
Oh,
yes.
I don't even remember. I blacked out, Carson. I'm not going to lie. I really don't remember it at all.
You were wearing the same boots as Billy, which I thought was great. You had a wonderful outfit.
Yeah.
And so here's Billy Idol kind of explaining what he can see, the visuals of the Mixed Beach House on Cape Cod.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, yes, there's a, I don't know what you call that exactly, but there's a beautiful expanse of water and the number of boats, a huge ship out there, and it's all very picturesque, especially as we've been on the road, so all we've been seeing is hotels.
This is a nice break.
So actually,
breathe some air, touch some grass.
Yes, there's some sunlight, fresh air.
Frighteningly fresh. So it's great. It's really nice.
You know, I've gotten to see you perform twice. I saw you at the Orpheum in Boston, maybe 10 years ago, and then I saw you play the Big E in Springfield, which is a giant fair, and both times, one was great outside, one was tiny inside, I really felt the place around us was going to melt, because everyone was so in this moment with you. And I mean, you've been doing this for a couple, two, 3 years. How do you keep that up, man? How do you get out on stage every day and be like, I can do Moni Moni today, and I'm going to melt your face?
I don't know. I think, it is that I am doing what I really, you know, dreamt about doing when I was a child. You know, I was 7 years old or something like that. I began to dream about doing music for a living, really, being on stage and stuff. And so I suppose there's that, you know. And then, yeah, you are doing something you love, really. And you kind of know you're very lucky to be doing that, because most people are really doing something as work that they have to do. And then we get to do what was once a hobby, and then it became, you know, reality sort of thing. And then we had success as well. So all of that is really, really wild. You know, you can't imagine it. So there's an element of, yeah, you want to bring it. You know, you want to, because, you know, there's an expectation. And also it's part of, I suppose, yeah, just super believing in music and rock and roll and what it, and the freedom it gives you, it gives you a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
Mm. One of my favorite moments when I was young was your appearance on the David Letterman show. When I saw that happen, I wanted to be David Letterman growing up. And when he had that interview with you, there was a chemistry between the two of you. One of my I've probably watched that interview about 25 times. What do you remember from that time with that interview with David, that first interview?
Well, people were frightening me to death about David Letterman. They were saying, you know, he'll tear you apart and all this sort of stuff. And so I don't know. I was being a little obtuse during the
You were very cheeky would be the word I would choose.
Yeah.
But
he was really great, and it wasn't like that at all. And so I don't know why they scared me to death, you know. But I'd come from England, you know, where that does happen, where people tear you apart on television and stuff just to, I don't know why they do that, but they just want to do that, tear you down a bit. So so I was really prepared, but he was great, and we had it's kind of very memorable, that interview. And then they wanted me to do more, but I never actually ended. We only ended up playing on his show after that. But I think it was a particularly memorable one and episode. And
yes, definitely was.
A particular time in my life where people were sort of discovering me in America.
Right.
So it was great to be on it. It was really fantastic.
I read your autobiography when it came out, like the very night. I was like Harry Potter person waiting overnight to read it and then read every minute of it.
Right.
And you said something in here, and it's not really a question, but I want to share it. Never be enthralled to anyone but your own wants and desires, because only you can make yourself happy. Fly your own flag and be true to it. Your soul is the true captain. You have to believe in yourself even when others don't, or you won't achieve anything. That's massive. That's a statement. And I feel like that's who you are.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah, especially doing... you're going to get loads of people telling you don't try. That's what kind of was happening right from the start. I was working, I was a student, and I was at Christmas time, and I was working in the post office, but it was late at night. There was no one around. I was sorting letters or something, packages, and I was singing to myself somehow, I don't know, Teddy Bear or something, Elvis or something. And this guy walked by me and said, yeah, mate, don't ever try singing for a living. And I thought, now I've got to.
We need to find that guy.
Where is that guy?
And bring him back. We hardly have any time left. I'm so sorry. I know you're a New York Dolls guy.
Yeah, Zeus
and
the
Dolls
is great.
It's not a first printing, but it's a second of the double album, and I just wanted to give it to you because
wow.
I know
thank you.
That meant a lot to
Blimey.
You.
Do you remember records? They seem to do pretty well for you.
Wow.
Johnny Thunders, man. I mean, the guy came and went far too quickly, but
yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, thank you for coming in and doing this for us. It means a lot to us.
We cannot wait.
We're huge fans. We can't wait to see what you do out there on stage.
All right, great. Fantastic.
There you go. Billy Idol in the Mixed Beats House. It's okay. It's okay. Yes, there's people here. You can apply.
I'm sweating my ass off.
Did he say blimey?
He did.
Blimey.
Kennedy, I'm sweating my ass off.
Well, I was.
And I imagine that guy's still delivering letters in the for the post office
right.
while Billy Idol's out being a rock star.
Get it.
Such a surreal moment. I'm so grateful that we get these moments
it's
and
just,
we get to share them with you.
We're so lucky. Mm-hmm.
You know, that you watch somebody as they mature in their career as a rock star. You know, I just remember Billy Idol being this young, brash punk rocker.
I had posters of him all over my room.
We all did. We all had those albums. And then to sit there with him at the Mixed Beach House, it was a pretty special moment. So there's going to be video of that coming as well. There's some photos that have gone up on social media. You can check those out at mix1041.com or across all of our socials like Instagram. It's at mix1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.